general discussion. Who would like to take the lead on that?
Mr. Chair, this is Jim Onsworth.
Yeah,
I can give a couple of just quick updates if people are interested.
I'd like to hear first from you, Jim, how you feel San Juan Island blackmouth taste.
Oh, well, it was really fun up there. It was an amazing place, very beautiful. I enjoyed getting out there. It's nice to get out on the salt and have pretty calm water, and we caught a lot of fish, I'll tell you that, and some pretty nice ones. We all were able to bring home one fish, so that was a good deal. We went with
a
charter, and I was up there on my own time, just in case I for my own motel, all of my meals, and I paid for my share of the charter.
Does that mean you're not bringing smoked salmon next week?
Oh, I can, but I just had got a little feedback already this morning that I was getting too close to some people, and so I wanted to make it crystal clear I had paid on my own hook.
I didn't bring it up for that reason, though, Jim.
It was fabulous. It's beautiful up there. I can see why some of you like to live in that part of the state. Very, very amazing.
You wouldn't want to be out there today. It's a little windier. Anyway.
Yeah, I heard it was, and they are having some tournaments, and so hopefully they won't get blown off the water. But yeah, it was really neat the day we were out. Nice weather generally. So
good.
I don't know if anyone saw the front page of the Olympian this morning, but we had our Fisher release. The first phase of our Fisher release featured. About 100 folks were there to watch them run out of the boxes. There was six of them, I think, this time. Seven. And so that was pretty exciting. Lots of local interest, and they're a pretty amazing animal, and we got some nice press on the out of the release. So more to come. I think we're going to release 60 or 80 down there, and about that same number in the North Cascades over the next couple of years. The fishers are being trapped in British Columbia, and so we have a cooperative agreement with them, and then we're bringing them down as they get collected. So it's kind of an exciting, fun project.
So Commissioner Thorburn, something that's shown up on the birders listservs is a question. It's not really applicable, I think, to the current releases, but to the previous releases. A question about whether or not marbled murrelets are part of the palette of fishers, and a concern that we're trading one endangered species for another. Is there anything to say about that in response to birdwatcher concerns?
I wouldn't think that there's a conflict, but I don't know that for a fact. I'll check it out. That's all I can say. I know fishers are native animals here in Washington, and
exactly.
They coexisted with murrelets for a long time.
Yep.
But I'll ask around a little bit. I don't know for sure.
Thanks.
Let's see. A couple other items. I gave some feedback to the Squalum tribe about a hunting issue, and they're not too happy with our response. We had our anthropologists look at the history of use of a or an outside of a ceded area by the Squalum tribe that they had thought that was should have been an established part of their UNA. We didn't agree with that. Our position was based on the analysis of an anthropologist that we hired, but also based on a couple of other anthropologists' evaluations. Anyway, the short story is the Squalum tribe, who we did not come down on their side, are not very happy. And, of course, the other tribes involved think we made a good decision. But this is just one more kind of difficult example of some of the intertribal and hunting issues that we're challenged with frequently. I met with Squaxin and also Chehalis yesterday in separate meetings and talked a little bit about hunting to both of them because it's been fresh on my mind. And I'm thinking there may be an opportunity for a bigger forum. This is certainly not one that the department is going to be able to settle among the tribes, and we need their help to have them help define some of these intertribal areas and areas of question and try to help us with a route forward that we're not always the bad guy to somebody, and maybe we always will be, but anyway, I just wanted to give you all a heads up on that, maybe hearing a little bit about it from a couple of tribes. Another tangential, I guess, tribal issue is we continue to try to move forward on our point no point boat ramp. I have a letter ready to go to the Corps of Engineers requesting and documenting about our continued work with to secure tribal support for that. We did get a letter back yesterday from Leonard Forsman, and they had some demands that they're holding steady on that I just don't think that we can meet, but we are going to try to move forward regardless with our permitting on through the Corps. So more on that, probably I'll have more on that for you all next week at our commission meeting. We're starting to bless a decision on our wild steelhead gene banks. We'll have more on that, but that'll be a controversial decision for some. And we'll continue and need to work with the commission and set a strong base of foundation on the policy side of that one. I think most of you are aware that we received a resignation from Ann Larson. She's done a terrific job for the last 6 years, I believe, for the department, and she'll be difficult to replace. Ann's got some issues that she needs to work on, and so we'll be moving forward to look for another legislative liaison as soon as we can. Ann's going to stick around until, I think, the 15th of January. She's very willing to help train and work with our new selection of someone else. So I'm sorry to see Ann go. She's been a terrific asset for the department. Next week, I'll be at the IGBC meetings in Missoula for a couple of days, and then I'll be with you at the end of the week. So looking forward to that. That's my brief report.
Yeah, Director, this, Commissioner Smith here. On Ann's replacement, is there an established protocol for recruitment? That's kind of a unique position, and I just wanted, you know, is there some way that we could assist, or how is that one recruited? Just the same way?
I'll let Joe touch on that. He's already started working on it. So
okay,
Joe, start.
Good morning, Commissioners. Commissioner Smith, we don't hire for that position very often, but each agency has a similar position, and so what we did this time, after talking with Ann, as we went out and looked at some recruitments that had taken place from other agencies, looked at what we'd done in the past, and because the session is almost upon us, got the recruitment notice out. I think you've seen that the day before yesterday. And so what we'll do is it's a register that's open until we decide that we found somebody, so we decide to close it. But we will be actively reviewing the applications that come in and kind of accelerating that process as much as possible. So if you know of people that might be interested, pointing them towards the register and the job application as soon as possible would be helpful. I imagine we'll get some interest. I know the Department of Enterprise Services was looking for the same position, and they received somewhere close to 30 applicants.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty active. I don't know how qualified all of those folks that applied were, but you know, they got some response.
Yeah, I'm just generally not concerned, but it is such a critical position with a unique set of skills that are necessary, and you know, I'm hoping that we can replace Ann with an equally you know, qualified individual.
Agreed, Commissioner.
Director, this is Commissioner Carpenter.
Yeah.
Could you give a brief update on where you see things are in the Grays Harbor system with the coho/steelhead controversy that's ongoing with Quinault? Is that working itself out, or where is that?
Well, we're in a monitoring phase there. I think, you know, we've closed down the Chehalis system with the exception of three or four sections of some of the drainages. We're moving forward and monitoring. Actually, we're monitoring some of the Quinault commercial catch. They're, I guess, almost in a test fishery mode, and we're seeing what they're catching. And actually, they haven't been catching very many fish. But one thing we would really like to do is we'd like to see it or provide a steelhead fishery over the holidays, and so we're hoping to have opening for steelhead on the 15th or 16th of December, I think is what Steve indicated.
Chehalis
Tribe yesterday. Part of their information, their catch effort would be very helpful for us to gauge the status of the fishery. It does look like we're going to be pretty close to our estimated escapement needs, and so we're hoping we'll get there, and we're hoping this reduced fishing pressure helps with that. So it looks like it has been. So
is staff sense that there haven't been very many coho caught? Is that what I'm hearing? And
yeah, right. Well, just period. I think I have a note. There's like a one. They had got a half a dozen fish, one above and a half a dozen below the mouth of the hump. I think. I'm not sure. I'd have to check on that. But
all right. Thank you, Jim.
Oh, it's not like a flood of fish came in with this last big rainstorm.
So this is Commissioner Thorburn. When you say the Quinault are in kind of a test fishery, you mean that it's kind of giving us numbers, or?
That's probably not an accurate. A test fishery would be something different. But what I mean is they're not having a full blown effort out there because there's not fish, so their people aren't out in full force. Would that be a good way to describe it, Commissioner Carpenter?
They're probably, I don't know, they're doing, I mean, up in the San Juans here, for example, the tribes would be fishing for crab now instead of salmon fishing because the economic benefit is significantly higher. So that's very possibly the case in Quinault, too. I don't know.
Yeah, Quinault are fishing for crab right now.
There, that explains it. Any other questions on that for the director?
I'm interested in the planning that has been done to prepare this time for the public sessions during our next meeting in Port Townsend. You mentioned that we'll be talking about the no point boat ramp. We may be seeing a few people come to talk with us about that one. The wild steelhead gene bank decision may draw some people as well. So what are we doing this meeting to make sure we don't go over our room capacity and we schedule in enough time for the public testimony? We got that all nicely prepared.
I think I can answer that. Yes, 200 people is the room capacity. I certainly hope that's plenty. And I believe we've allowed plenty of time during open public input the first day if we have folks discussing additional sport fishing comments. And then the point, no point, we have 60 minutes allowed for that. I believe Michelle's been in quite a bit of contact with those folks, plus we're receiving lots of emails that I will send out in advance to all of you regarding, you know, people's support or not support of that item.
Okay. Good. All right, and one more thing, too, on meeting planning. I wanted to bring up what are we planning for the January meeting in Vancouver? Since we're traveling, which imposes a bit more effort on staff to get them to where we want to meet, we should be thinking about taking full advantage of where we are to do whatever is uniquely there. And in relation to the Vancouver meeting, in past years, the Commission has often taken advantage of the proximity of Oregon to schedule a little time with the Oregon Commission. We've had some meetings in which we've met with them all day long and had joint briefings from staff on both sides. And given that our Columbia River policy has lots of aspects and challenges associated with it, complexity, a lot of moving parts, lots of controversy, it seems to me it would be worthwhile to consider meeting with the Oregon Commission for a portion of one of our days. But it would take some real forethought and planning to pull it off. Just wanted to raise that thought.
Commissioner Graybill?
Yes, Commissioner Graybill.
I'm interested to learn if there has been opportunity in the past to meet with commissioners from Oregon. Commissioner Wecker, I think that's a great idea. You're absolutely right. Our Columbia River Fish Policy does perhaps maybe even in peril, and it would be a great opportunity because of the proximity of the meeting to meet with commissioners from Oregon. And I agree that would be advantageous.
Mr. Commissioner Carpenter, I was one of the three, I guess the only one on the call that was part of the group of three from Washington that did the negotiations with Oregon on the Columbia River policy. I think it would be really helpful, especially to some of you new commissioners, to better understand what happened and why it happened. And I don't know what the exact protocol would be, Chair Smith or Director, but I would suggest that we get a letter off to the Chair of the Oregon Commission telling them we're going to be in town and see if we couldn't figure out some kind of a meeting schedule that'd be reasonable.
Yeah, of course, I wouldn't disagree with the value of a meeting. A couple caveats. I have not been part of one of those meetings, so in 6 years, so I have no experience in terms of how that has happened in the past. The timing right now, maybe it's not an issue because it's coming up close on to the to when we're going to do that. It's not that far away. And also, again, just the logistics issue that when we did it in the past, Miranda, maybe you can answer this. Did we? I mean, Salem's a long ways from Vancouver. So, where did the meeting actually take place in Vancouver?
I think that at least one of the meetings was in Vancouver. Kind of recall that. And one meeting was just outside of Portland. The all-day affair was just outside of Portland, I think in St. Helens. Mm-hmm. So it's really not that far from Vancouver, half hour, mm-hmm. perhaps. But they could invite them to come over on our side of the river.
I think we should at least get a letter out to reach out to them and see what their response is. And once we have a response, then we can drill down on exactly what a plan. Anyone disagree with that?
No, I think this is Commissioner Thorburn, and I like Commissioner Grayville, think this is a really good idea. One strategy might be to actually put them on the agenda. If not the entire commission could come for a joint meeting, put them on the agenda to send a couple of it or three commissioners to provide us with a briefing. That might be a way to handle it.
Yeah, director, could staff develop a letter? I'm going to be down there Wednesday, so I could review it on Wednesday if that would work in time-wise.
Yeah, you bet we can. And I've already tried to contact Kurt Melcher to see if get a feel from their director's office how this might work out. So, we can develop a letter today, and I can get that out, and I'll continue to get a hold of Kurt.
Okay, and you're not going to be in Wednesday, right?
Then Joe will be here, though.
Joe, yeah, because I have the ADA meeting on Wednesday, so I can Tammy can figure out some time. Joe, maybe you and I could get together and work through this too.
Well, Brad, if I may, why couldn't you just get it done electronically and get it off to them sooner or later?
No, that's fine. I was just thinking the broader meeting ideas and stuff like that. Getting the letter out, sure, that's fine.
Okay, sounds good.
We'll try to get something out today, And like I said, I've been trying to catch Kurt, but we haven't been able to get a hold of each other yet. So.
Yeah, on Wednesday, I was just thinking, brainstorming some ideas about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I would add, too, that since we adopted the Columbia River policy, 4 years ago, there's been quite a few changes on the Oregon Commission, and there have been some changes on our commission. So a look back, an overview of Columbia River management over the years might be very helpful, setting the context for commissioners on both sides.
I certainly would find it so.
I agree. Does anyone have any other items to raise today?
Commissioner Holzmiller.
Commissioner Holzmiller, good morning.
How are you? Oh, a little better late than never. No, I couldn't encourage that more because it's not only fishing issues, but in my part of the world, there's other issues that we share with Oregon and Idaho both. So anytime I think we could meet with other commissions around, I couldn't encourage it more.
Well, good idea. That's good. Commissioner Wecker, were you done with any comments you had?
No. I just wanted to let all of our newer members of our commission know that we have spent hours and hours and hours in briefings just getting up to speed, the bare minimum of an understanding of how complex Columbia River management is for the tribes. And so there's lots to learn for all of us, and it's well spent time.
Yep. Okay, anyone have anything else? Otherwise, we have under general discussion the December meeting logistics, Port Townsend. Tammy, do you have some comments in that area?
I do. I've sent you all the information on your rooms and which hotel you're at and all that. If you're bringing your spouse or your pets or anything, that responsibility for payment is on you. You need to take care of that while you're there. And then if there's any questions or you're not sure if you need maps or anything like that, let me know. I'll bring your notebooks with me, but the information should be available online for all the items here probably Monday or Tuesday.
Any questions of Tammy on that? Well, we just sailed right through this. If no one has any other comments, I'd...
Well, I have one more before we
Commissioner Wagner.
Adjourn. I would hope that the rest of the commission joins me in sending our best to Ann Larson for her future and registering our appreciation for all the hard work, long hours, She performed extremely well under tremendous pressure, and I, for one, think she was terrific. Wish her well.
Absolutely.
I second
we have
that.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead, Commissioner Thorburn.
No, I just said I second that.
Yeah,
it's a motion.
I'm gonna meet with Ann on Wednesday, so I'll make sure I pass on our collective best wishes and everything.
Yes, good.
It appears we're done with today's agenda. Having said that, we'll move.
Larry, sorry, yep. one quick thing. Miranda, Larry, yep. And Jay Caney, you need to stay on the line for the Habitat Committee call.
Yep. Okay.
Everyone else can hang up when you adjourn.
Thank you. I like to be instructed that. She's wonderful at that. So having said that, I will move to adjourn the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Committee for December 4th, 2015 at 9:01 a.m. Thank you all.
See you next week. Yep.